Good morning, and welcome to Forge Status audio conference relative to the fourth quarter 2015 results. At this moment, all participants are connected in listen-only mode. Later, we'll start a Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. If you need assistance during the call, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. Before moving on, we'd like to remind you that future-looking statements made during the call concerning the company's business outlook and also of its controlled companies, operating projections and financial goals are based on the company's beliefs and assumptions, as well as on information currently available. They involve risks and uncertainties because they refer to future events, which may depend on circumstances that might or not materialize. Investors should have in mind that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could affect the company's future performance and thus lead to results that might differ materially from those expressed in these forward-looking statements. Once again, this audio conference is being recorded and will be made available at our IR website later today. We'd like also to inform you that here with us we have representing Taurus, Mr. Thiago Piovesan, CEO and CFO and IRO, and Mr. Eduardo Mingelli, Marketing Officer. I'd like to give the floor over to Mr. Thiago Piovesan, CFO of the company, who will make his opening remarks. Please, Mr. Piovesan, you have the floor.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for participating in this results call relative to the fourth quarter of 2015. It is once again a great pleasure to be with you all today. Well, the year 2015 was extremely important for the company. That's something I'd like to emphasize in my message so that we could think about the past year. In this year, it was possible to begin the implementation of changes that will support the growth of Taurus in the coming years. The company's strategy is organized around two main pillars. The first one, the reorganization of the industrial production process with a view to achieving greater synergy, reducing fixed costs, improving product quality, and consequently improving profitability, and also around modernizing and rationalizing corporate management, focusing on performance improvements in various units and on the adoption of modern tools of management processes. Such changes, which began in 2015, have a clear strategic goal to position Taurus back in a prominent place in Brazil and abroad in the more than 70 countries where the company operates, ensuring reliability and excellence in our products and also in the relationship we have with our customers. The restructuring process was quite broad and extensive. It has involved all sectors and areas of the company, starting with the physical reorganization of the production process, which has been deployed now in the same industrial site located in the city of São Leopoldo, from where we speak today. For that, we have redesigned processes and layouts of the plants, and important economies of scale have been collected in 2015, even in the early stages. It was not only physical change, that's important to remember, but also a broad review of the management model and of the process model, which reflects in the company's operation going forward. This process, this change, made it possible for us to, for example, double the volume produced in the year, especially in the first quarter when compared to the second and third quarters. For 2016, new production gains are still expected with this new restructuring that we conducted. We also obtained efficiency gains in operation, something we could call more with less. We grew without increasing costs. We better diluted costs as we reduced waste. We optimized and qualified manpower. We had gains due to a new assembly line production design, in addition to improvements in product engineering to ensure greater reliability and quality to our products. In the context of these changes, the operation of long weapons was incorporated to the Porto Alegre plant at first, and then later all site, which was then located in the state's capital, including the administrative offices, was relocated to San Leopoldo. I'm talking about months of dedication from the whole team, and the benefits of that integration are countless. They will provide a chance for us to fine-tune our production process and achieve better production gains, reducing working capital and inventory. Another dimension of the changes, which took place in 2015, was in the administrative front. The company developed several improvement initiatives and management processes through different tools. The most important change of those, which we will see reflecting throughout the coming years, was the change of our system and the implementation of the SAP. The very dedicated work from our team, this new SAP system was implemented in just 6 months, which is really a challenge. The go live took place in January 2016, a couple of months ago. From that process, I have no doubt new economies of scale will arise. We are still advancing in the learning curve, which is inherent to such a change in management tools. The implementation of the ERP, just as it happened with SAP, is quite complex, and along with other examples, for example, the very physical change or move places in a very challenging position right now for all the company, all the associates, but we are committed and going forward well in this learning curve, particularly in what concerns the new managerial system. I'd like also to emphasize that the company, starting 2015, started a new management model, always obsessively looking for quality, something we've been pursuing strongly for a long time, also looking for higher productivity, profitability, and reliability on the products. All of that supported by four fundamental pillars, which are processes, standards, discipline, and people. Throughout the whole process, changes have already been adopted, and the others which are underway allows us to look forward with good level of optimism. The financial segment, we cannot forget that, even though we face a very challenging scenario, also presented important conquests in 2015. We have developed, for example, intense negotiation with our main creditors, and those negotiations culminated in February 2016. As a subsequent event already announced by the company as a material fact, the completion of the signature collection process for the proposal of non-binding loan with those creditors. And the objective of that is to extend an important part of the company's debt, approximately $132 million. All those items were present in the material fact announced last month. With a strong support from shareholders, we also saw an increase of the company's capital in 2015 in the amount of 51.6 million reais. That injection of capital was important not just to reinforce the company's capital structure, but it's also a clear demonstration of credibility and reliability on the company's management and on the company's restructuring process is now underway. Another highlight was the company's ability to generate cash. Actually, the generation of EBITDA as measured by the last year, the adjusted EBITDA adjusted by non-recurring events, which reached in 2015 the level of 85.9 million reais, which was more than twice that seen in 2014. Just to make sure those non-recurring events are extraordinary, they are necessary because they are relative, especially to the Carter issue in the U.S., which was broadly discussed, and also have to do with the company's expansion processes, including the relocation of headquarters, the new production model, the new management model. We have consultancy companies being hired. We had contract terminations, and also the implementation and the adaptation of the new system, of the new SAP system. We put all of that together. That adds up to more than 100 million reais, which affected the company's results. We'll be talking about that in more detail later. So it's been an intense year in terms of change, of preparation, so that we could start the year with a leaner, well-prepared company. Also for sales, 2015 was positive. The company's net revenue, as we'll see later, stood at 823.8 million reais, up 39.3% from 2014. In the U.S., where sales increased 96.3%, the U.S. remains as our main destination for our products. This country represented a strong recovery of sales for us, not only in volume, but also in terms of market share recovery in 2015. Since we had lost an important slice of our market share in 2014. And as a highlight, I can mention the sale of our PT-111 Millennium G2 pistol, which saw an increase of almost fivefold in volumes when compared to 2014. This product appears for several weeks in a row at the top of the ranking for new pistol sales, which is published by gunbroker.com, an American website. So that's an important indication that our products in the U.S. are resuming a good level of acceptance. It's also worth mentioning, speaking about the financial side, the gain in gross margin. That indicator reached last year 29.4%, up 5.5% from 2014. Of course, this is also supported by the foreign exchange effect, which helps us export more. But it also reflects an increase in sales and also reflects a reduction in cost. The net result, the loss in the year, still slightly high, standing at 253 million reais, impacted by two main effects. The first, the foreign exchange devaluation, which affected the company's financial statements, given the fact that the dollar at the end of 2015 saw an increase of 47% when compared to 2014. Something close to 70% of our debt are pegged to the U.S. dollar. So all that foreign exchange oscillation variation has a significant impact on our results. And a second impact arises from non-recurring events. As I mentioned, those relative to the Carter issue in the U.S. and to the company's restructuring process, also based on the pillars just mentioned. So those are the two main events that brought along those negative numbers impacting the company's losses, accounting losses filed in 2015. Well, the moment that we're going through right now is a moment of change, as we've seen, a moment of overcoming challenges, and a moment of very hard work. We have built a lot last year, but we still have a long way to go. The company is now going through a transformation process intensely, broadly, in several different fronts. As I mentioned, operational, financial, capital structure, market, products, quality, processes, internal controls, among others. The initial results obtained in 2015 strengthen the belief that we are following in the right path. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for the support. All our clients, our suppliers, our partner financial institutions who are actively participating in the processes, our employees, the company shareholders, and the market as a whole. I'd like to leave this message as we start our call today. I'd like to say that we're building a new business and management model in this company to place the company in a new level, to put the company back where it belongs, in a competitive market with high quality differentials, with respect robustness, and trust from everyone. And we will press on along those lines. That's the message I'd like to leave. And that's what I had to say in terms of what we saw last year and in terms of what we are doing right now in this beginning of 2015. I'd like to invite you all to follow our presentation. We'll be talking about numbers more specifically and about the main events and the main figures for 2015. That presentation is available at our company's RI website, www.taurusri.com.br, easily accessible. So moving on to the presentation on the first slide, actually slide number 3, we have the main highlights of the quarter, both positive and negative highlights. Not only the quarter, but the year 2015. In 2015, net revenue of the company grew, as I said, 39.3% when compared to 2014, reaching a level of 823.8 million reais. This growth is a reflex mainly of the American market recovery in 2015 and also reflects a recovery of market share in the U.S. For you to have an idea, whereas the American market expanded 8.8%, measured by the NICS index, the National Instant Background Check System, our sales in the U.S. grew 96.3% in the year. The highlights for the sale of PT-111 Millennium G2, which doubled or actually grew fivefold in terms of sales when compared to 2014, and also appearing at the top of the American sales ranking, as mentioned before, and as shown by the gunbroker.com website. In the fourth quarter, the company's sales grew 23.7% when compared to the previous quarter, amounting to 262.6 million reais. In the U.S., to make the same comparison, sales reached 189.9 million reais, an increase of 40.8%. when compared to the previous quarter. It's important to emphasize that the transfer of the gun operations in December from Porto Alegre to the San Leopoldo plant led to a restriction in production, which led to a limitation of our deliveries in December. So the company, in order to be able to relocate the plant, we had to stop production on December 23rd, and we only resumed with operations in mid-January. So that end of year represented a slight drop in production. And the same happened in the first days, weeks of 2016. The idea was to get our new plant up and running, which we did in record time. Still on the same slide, another highlight was the adjusted EBITDA. Once again, we have been using the adjusted EBITDA because this was a special year. And in 2015, that stood at 85.9 million reais, more than twice as much as the number posted in 2014. In the fourth quarter, the adjusted EBITDA stood at 21.4 million, 39.2% down from the previous quarter, mainly due to the following reason. Basically, the provision update for the year end, especially those relative to labor contingencies, which in this case led to an additional filing of expenses of 19.9 million reais in the quarter. And in the year, the update for provisions led to an increase in expense of 30.7 million reais. So those are main events that affected the company's EBITDA. It's important to mention that those extraordinary events that took place in 2015 on top of the provisions, and here, once again, it's important to mention that those events are relative to the company's restructuring process, involving all the aspects that I've mentioned before, the relocation, the SAP, and the readaptation of processes and of assets relative to the SAP implementation. And of course, we cannot forget the CARTA issue, which in the first quarter of 2015 amounted to an important effect. So when we put all those numbers together, we reached the level of 103.3 million reais in extraordinary expenses, which were factored in the final result, as I mentioned before. Okay, moving on to slide number four, we have the main indicators. It's worth mentioning that sales in the internal market represented a drop of 5.6% in 2015 when compared to the previous year, which meant 233.6 million reais in the period, especially due to the drop in purchases from governments, especially in Brazil, and also cancellations and postponements in terms of bidding processes, and also due to an adverse political economic scenario, which has influenced mainly our helmet segment, where net revenues dropped 11.5% in Brazil. And we know this is mainly a domestic market product, so internal issues reflect more directly in this segment. Gun sales in Brazil, on the other hand, showed an advance of 10.8% in 2015, boosted mainly by the civilian market, which offset some of the losses seen in the government, in the official market. The gross margin presented a growth of 5.5% in 2015, reaching 29.4%, already reflecting the efficiency gains generated with the startup of the restructuring process, which is, it's good to remember, in implementation, it's still ongoing. In the fourth quarter, the gross margin stood at 29.1%, 6.5% below that of the third quarter, basically due to a smaller production of guns in December due to the transfer of the operations to San Leopoldo. So part of those figures filed in the quarter were compared to CPV, which brought the gross margin down. In 2015, the company presented a negative loss of 253.8 million, once again, relative to extraordinary events, which added up to over 100 million reais, and also due to the currency devaluation, as mentioned before. Moving on to slide number six, you see a breakdown of the company's net revenue by segment. And our highlight is the gun segment, as expected, because of what I mentioned, which presented a growth of 59.2% when compared to the previous year, reaching, this segment alone reached 684.4 million reais in 2015 in terms of revenues. The gross margin of the gun segment grew 7.8 percentage points in 2015 when compared to 2014, posting 29.3% of gross margin, already incorporating some of the initiatives arising from the operating restructuring, as mentioned before. The gun represents 83% of the company's consolidated revenues in 2015. So a significant share of the company's operations. The helmet segment, as I said, it's a segment which is part of a very adverse political economic scenario, presented a drop of 11.2% in terms of net revenue, adding up to 110.5 million reais in terms of net revenue. The gross margin of the segment also dropped by 2.3% when compared to the previous year. And in what concerns the total sales, helmets amounted to 13% of the group's net revenues. The others segment was also negatively impacted by a slow economy. But in fact, here there was an offset because we managed to mitigate those impacts by better managing margins and better management of the product portfolio. So we were more efficient in that respect, so we managed to mitigate impact on the margins, the net revenue. Then moved from 22.7% last year to 27.7, 5.1 percentage points better than last year. And this segment represented just 4% of the company's revenues for 2015 in consolidated numbers. On slide number 7, we have the revenues by market. Just to illustrate graphically what I've mentioned before, to have a better idea of how important exports are for the company, we see that the evolution of the revenue by market quarter by quarter and then year on year in 2015, the external market as a whole amounted to 590.2 million reais, whereas sales in the national market, in the domestic market, posted 233.6 million reais. So the total revenue reached 823.8 million, 39.3% up from 2014. And in the fourth quarter, sales grew 23.7% when compared to the previous quarter. On slide number 8, operating expenses. The idea here is to see how those expenses behaved and try and remove some of the non-recurring impacts. And the Carter issue is very symbolic of that and other extraordinary events that happened through the year. That's why we have this specific line where we call adjusted operating expenses, where we eliminate those non-recurring extraordinary events so we can have a better comparison basis, a cleaner, if you will, comparison basis. In 2015, those operating expenses, as G&A more specifically, added up to 303 million reais. When we adjust that amount for the non-recurring events that I mentioned before, those expenses come down to 208 million reais, which is practically flat when compared to 2014, where we had 207 million. So a variation of 0.9% year on year. Again, without computing a growth in revenue and without computing the inflation effect. It's worth remembering that adjusted expenses for 2015 include the updates of provision values, which are not adjusted here, just as the labor issues, which added to 30.7 million in the year, as said before. In the fourth quarter, operating expenses stood at 71.7 million, an increase of 32% when compared to the third quarter of 2015. Once again, most of that impact, most of that increase arises from the provisions updated in the final of the year, which stood at 19.9 million. Slide number 9. We'll be talking about the EBITDA and the adjusted EBITDA. Here we have an evolution of those figures when compared to the previous quarter in the year, in 2015, as I said. The EBITDA, the consolidated EBITDA, was negative at 25.6 million reais. But when we adjust that number for the non-recurring events, as I mentioned before, and which are explained in the materials we've distributed. Once again, the Carter issue and other readaptations. When we do that, EBITDA stands at 85.9 million reais, 104.2% higher than the adjusted EBITDA for 2014. It's important to highlight that in 2015, we had important extraordinary provisions and they were once again removed from those charts so that we could have a better comparison basis and a better idea of the company's operating results. In the fourth quarter of this year, that's when we had most of the expenses impacting the numbers, especially those concerning the write-off of assets because of the consolidation of the new site in San Leopoldo and the removal of all the assets from Porto Alegre, the phasing out of the Porto Alegre operation in physical terms, on top of the implementation of the SAP and ERP system. Those two events added up to 12.4 million in terms of impact in the final quarter of the year. So the adjusted EBITDA in the fourth quarter closes, as I said before, at 21.4 million, 39.2% below than that filed in the previous quarter. On slide number 10, we have a chart of the evolution of the company's adjusted EBITDA throughout the past quarters. Despite the drop in the fourth quarter, a drop of 39.2%, the indicator still shows a compound annual growth, which is significant at 74.7%, and that has been happening since the fourth quarter of 2014, that growth. Moving on to slide number 11, where we have a breakdown of the financial numbers. We closed the year with a negative financial expense of 218 million reais, strongly impacted by the exchange variation, which was negative at 162.8 million reais due to the currency devaluation, as mentioned before. It's important to emphasize that the company closed the year with 68% of its debt pegged to foreign currency, which leaves us in a very volatile situation in a year where the exchange was also very volatile, several ups and downs. In the fourth quarter of the year, the negative result showed a loss, a financial loss of 14.8 million reais, showing an important reduction when compared to the financial numbers of the previous record, which was negative at 131 million. And once again, that reduction has to do with the foreign exchange effects quarter on quarter. On slide number 12, where we have a snapshot of our working capital. Here we have the need of investment in working capital, which in the fourth quarter stood at 299.6 million reais, a drop of almost 10%, more exactly 9.3% when compared to the previous quarter. When we compare that demand for capital and percentage points to the net revenue, the need of working investment represented 36% of the net revenue in annualized numbers, which is equivalent to 9 percentage points below the 45% filed in the third quarter. When we compare year-on-year, 2014-2015, that net revenue over working capital need dropped 11% from 47% filed in December 2014 to 36% in December 2015. That reduction is, of course, a reflex of an intense activity, intense work in terms of inventory management, especially in a moment of significant growth in production as we've seen in 2015. So we took very good care of the inventories to keep those numbers under control. Another important aspect in terms of working capital management was also this good partnership we developed with suppliers. We know that the company has intensified the production process, bringing more suppliers on board, and that allowed us to better work in terms of deadlines, in terms of costs, in terms of supply, especially at a moment where Brazil as a whole was offering or presenting its lower demand from several industries, The automotive industry is a good example of that trend. So we were able to build better relationships with those suppliers, thus better managing our working capital demands. That was also a good opportunity to maintain those operations above a minimum level and move forward. On slide 13, we talk about the company's debt, the breakdown of our debt profile. In December 2015, our gross debt reached 780.3 million reais, up 12.1% from December 14, basically driven by foreign exchange effects because the debts, as I said, are pegged to the American dollar. So we all, only in those lines, there was a growth of 75% because of the foreign exchange and also because of other factors. That way, the company's net debt, including the foreign exchange effects, stood at 685.4 million reais, 27.9% up from the previous year. The counterpart here, the financial expenses that we saw last year, it's still on the slide. I'd like to highlight the important path the company has been following in terms of performance indicators, in particular in the adjusted EBITDA build-up and in the relation of the EBITDA with our debt level. We see those numbers, even with those significant one-off impacts. On the one hand, currency punishes us severely because we have a higher export possibilities, we have a good net debt EBITDA ratio, which moved from 12.7 times in 2014 to 8 times in 2015. They are still high for market standards, I'm sure, but our focus here is on this downtrend we've seen in that ratio. On slide 14, we have the schedule, our debt schedule, the maturity dates, which has been a very discussed topic. For now, we have mostly short-term maturity dates, and that's one of our main challenges in the short run. For the year 2015, or most of the year, the company managed to negotiate extensions of the debts with the company's main creditors so that we can better balance those maturity dates and also make it possible to have a better cash management towards sustainable growth, right? Those things need to work hand in hand. Cash needs and debt maturity dates need to be aligned so that we can grow sustainably. The negotiations conducted throughout the year, culminated in February 2016, as mentioned before, which was the conclusion of the signature collecting process for the non-binding loan proposal to promote the extension of significant part of the company's debt, approximately $132.5 million. As I said, this is an indicative proposal, but the total deadline amounts to 5 years, 2 years of grace period to start paying the principal, and interests, which are LIBOR plus 8.4% a year. All those figures were announced in our material fact. There's nothing new here. I'm just saying this as a matter of fact. So just as we conclude this process, and we hope this to take place in the short run, the company's equity position will have a different look, substantially different, substantially more favorable than that seen currently. So that debt, which is today allocated in the short run, will be transferred to a different profile, a different maturity profile, different deadlines, different liquidity levels. That will give us more calm to move ahead in our company's development plan. So we are all going through a very special moment, overcoming several challenges, but with a very clear objective in mind, which is to get Taurus prepared and ready to be more competitive and develop its business and growth model, both domestically and internationally, on a more robust basis. Once again, the fundamentals we are recurring to, processes, we are obsessed by organized processes, disciplined processes, working standards, management standards, companies in discipline across the board, quality discipline, financial discipline, process discipline, and people discipline. What we are doing here, needless to say, it's important to emphasize, we wouldn't be able to do this if we did not have the people and the partners that we have supporting the company now. And I mean the market, our employees, our partners, suppliers, clients, shareholders, everyone in the chain. Everyone is really supporting us in this moment. 2016 is a year of a lot of work, a lot of challenge. We did accomplish a lot last year to get the company ready for 2016, but as you've seen, there is room to cover as we move ahead. 2016 will be an important year for us to mature those processes, that learning curve I mentioned. So we need to achieve a new maturity level around those new systems. So this is what I had to say in terms of numbers. I'd like to once again thank you all for participating, for being here with us for this call. We'll now start the Q&A so that we can move on with our presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start the Q&A session. To post a question, please press star 1. To remove a question from the list, press star 2. We have a question from the internet from Walter. I'll read the question. Walter wants to know the following. I'd like to know the status of the SKU reduction process, which had as a first objective to focus on the most profitable products. Thank you for the question, Walter. I'll give the floor to Mr. Mingelli to answer that for you, okay? Okay, good morning, everyone. Relative to the reduction of SKUs, this was a project that we started at the end of 2013. The company at the time had over 5,000 different SKUs, totaling, to be more exact, 5,503. Today, we have managed to reduce that number in 90%. We have 515 SKUs in production in our portfolio, and the idea is to reach by mid-June to 170 SKUs spread out between pistols, revolvers, and long weapons, and focusing on the most profitable SKUs and the ones that meet market demand. Okay, thank you. Next question comes from Henrique Rocha, from Cesar Motten Rocha Lawyers. Good afternoon, good morning. I'd like to know, if you please, what is the destination the company's management intends to give to the Porto Alegre lot since all operations were reallocated? Is there a short run or a midterm project? What kind of amount are we talking about in terms of the land value in Porto Alegre? Good morning, Henrique. Thank you for your question. Concerning the Porto Alegre property, it is part of our debt restructuring process we are working on with those creditors. That property is part of the collateral which was offered to the bank. So the idea is that that property will be, you know, prepared. It'll take some time for it to be leased going forward, maybe in 1 or 2 years. But there is the intention of demobilizing that asset. So you first need to repair it. It was used for 72 years as a factory plant. So we need to work the property, and the idea is to deleverage our debt using that collateral. I don't know if I've tackled your question. Yes. Thiago, thank you. But in terms of the property appreciation, do you have any idea if it'll appreciate? If you have any idea of numbers going forward, market numbers? No, Henrique. We are not too close to demobilizing, as I mentioned. So right now it's difficult to place a number on that property. What kind of appreciation we can experience and enjoy going forward. But what I can tell you, if you know the area, it's a very large property, and it's located in a very upscale area of the city. So I am sure it's going to be a very important asset for us to try and mitigate our debt. And I'm talking about an extraordinary event, of course. But it would be premature, it would be early to place a number now, especially because the market is very uncertain right now. And we still need to work on the property to be able to get it ready for lease or sale. Okay. Thank you, Thiago. And thank you for the question, Henrique. Once again, to post a question, press *1. We have one more question from the internet from Paulo. I'll read the question first. The question is the following. I'd like to know how are the terminal processes, the terminal suits against the previous managers? Thank you for the question. As an update, there is a legal suit filed by the company against the previous managers of the company. It's now in arbitration, and the idea is to hold the previous managers responsible for several of the problems we are facing now. That suit is following its normal ritual, and whenever we have an important event, we update the market relative to that. What I can tell you is that it is an ongoing process. It's a normal process, and it's following according to plan. Once again, to post a question, please press *1. We now close the Q&A session. I'd like to give the floor over to Mr. Thiago for his final remarks. Please, sir, you have the floor. Well, I'd like to once again thank you all for participating in this call. I'd like also to give a special thank you to all our employees for all their dedication and effort throughout this restructuring process. Those were not easy times, as I mentioned, and they're not over yet. A lot of work ahead of us in 2016. Once again, I'd like to also thank you, to give a warm thank you to our suppliers who are becoming partners of Poros. And in this new management design, we'll play an ever important role. And also our shareholders who have been supporting us, have been showing a high level of confidence on us throughout this change processes. Thank you very much. Also, the market as a whole, our financial partners, banks, stakeholders, clients, thank you all for the trust you've shown in our work. As usual, I'd like to make sure that we are remain available through our investor relations department should you need any clarification, any question, anything at all. Please make sure to get in contact with us. Our commercial and marketing areas are also available to you. And once again, let's move ahead the year 2016 It's a challenging one. We have planted. We are now sowing, but we have a long way to go. Thank you very much to everyone, and see you in the next call. Have a nice day. We'd like to thank you all for participating. Have a nice day.